Thank you very much, Mr. Lisnetz, and thank you very much to WIPO to give us the opportunity this afternoon to talk about the content side of movie makers. My name is Uwe Kabink. I'm a German national working for an American studio, Paramount Pictures. And although I work for Paramount, I think this afternoon I'm speaking not only for the big studios in Hollywood, but also for many, many other producers throughout the world. To give you a quick idea about where Paramount actually is at this point in time, Paramount is a subsidiary of Viacom International, one of the biggest media companies in the world and currently also the most successful one. We have many, many different brands, which you probably know as MTV, Nickelodeon, Blockbuster, and many others, MTV over here as well, which have international importance. This afternoon, I would actually concentrate on practical applications to show that the internet offers many, many possibilities for video content providers, as well as many, many difficulties and potential problems. I would like to highlight that downloading movies from the internet is not science fiction, but it's happening already today on a daily basis. Throughout my speech, which is going to last about 15 to 20 minutes, our friends from the Motion Pictures Association of America have calculated in about 3 years, the average household in America or in Korea or in Japan or in Western Europe will be able to download an entire movie within the next 15 to 20 minutes, which is the length of my speech. It would be very, very interesting to keep this in the back of your mind. The first application, practical application, is MovieLink. MovieLink is an American-based company. It's an internet-based movie rental service formed as a joint venture between a couple of the very big studios in Hollywood. For example, MGM, our own studios, then Sony Pictures, Universal, and Warner Bros. It offers broadband customers in the United States a broad selection of recently released theatrical films, as well as additional content from extensive film libraries that span all genres. Currently, 350 titles are available, of which 73 were released in 2002. That means it's very, very recent. These movies become available during the pay-per-view window. That means after home video, but before cable TV. Maybe it's very important for you to understand that the average Hollywood movie today costs $100 million. In order to recoup this money, the studios first show this movie, of course, in the theaters. Then, after 6 months, it is released as home video. You can buy a DVD or VHS, or you can rent a DVD or VHS. Then, afterwards, we make it available on the internet or as a pay-per-view over cable systems. And then, as a very last stage of using this content, we offer this to general TV broadcast. Customers rent movies for a limited time period on a transactional basis and legally download them to their computer. The normal price range is between $2.95 and $4.95 per movie. Here are a couple of the movies which are currently on offer. They are, of course, from the four studios which I founded, MovieLink. Most of the movies are really from the last 2 years. This is actually the last 2 years are the movies always what people want to see. This is the movies which I actually want to rent from places like Blockbuster, and these are the movies which you also offer on the internet. How does MovieLink actually work? Once ready to download a movie, customers register and pay via credit card. After downloading the movies, customers are able to store movies for up to 30 days on their hard disk drive on their computer. Once the play is initiated, once I hit the play button, the customer can watch a movie as many times as they would like in a 24-hour period.
If they need more time, they can add to their viewing period in 24-hour increments. Customers do not have to be online to view the movie, and the minimal technical requirements is a regular PC with a broadband connection, Windows 98, and either RealPlayer 8.0, Real One Player, or Windows Media Player 7.1. This business model is actually concentrating on business users, people who go online, see a movie which I would like to see, for example, on the plane or on a train, download this movie, put it on the hard disk, and then afterwards watch the movie whenever they feel like watching it. Since I would like to concentrate on the practical applications, this is the MovieLink main page where you have the different genres. We picked now here the family section in order to show you what is actually already there, which you can do in the United States currently only. And we chose Harry Potter because of its universal appeal, although it's from Warner Brothers. Now it would be very nice to hear the sound also, which you don't hear. For this service, for downloading this movie, for Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, we would charge $4.95. The player format can be chosen by the user itself, either by RealPlayer or the Microsoft standard. It's a normal credit card transaction. Discounts are possible. It's very, very user friendly. It's the same what you know from Amazon and from many, many other applications on the internet. When you download actually the movie, you get to this page here where you see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. It's downloading. The downloading can be interrupted. It can be continued afterwards if there's a break in the connection. It currently takes about 2 hours to download a movie of 822 megabytes, which is a little bit bigger than the average. You're being charged in the $4.95, and within the next 30 days, you can watch the movie. Once you hit the play button, the 24-hour clock ticks. After the 24 hours, it's over. You have then something like this on your computer, on your portable computer, which you, also, of course, can also expand to full-screen theater mode. It is very important that MovieLink, of course, currently is only for the United States, but the studios who have founded MovieLink would like to expand the service also to other countries. And especially it's very interesting for many, many small producers from other countries to break into distribution, which was traditionally dominated by the big studios in the United States. This really will offer, not under the name of MovieLink, but many, many other providers will come in the future, a potential for smaller countries, for smaller producers with smaller budgets, to find a worldwide audience and charge for their movies. Now, a couple of other online paid media services. One is Real One, the so-called Super Pass or Radio Pass. It is streaming audio and video service. It was launched about 1.5 years ago in December 2001. It is under Real One Player, and it takes the content, which is concentrating again on the United States, from NASCAR, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NBA, CNN, Wall Street Journal. And actually, it provides, for example, under CNN, the streaming video, which you see also on the CNN website. And when you click on it and you are not a paying member, you cannot see this video. Under this Real One, you can see the video in streaming video quality. The Radio Pass features 60 and more ad-free radio stations and about 3,200 other radio stations. Currently, $10 are being charged, and Real claims that they have already 1 million subscribers to the service. Yahoo is offering a different streaming video content, under the name of Yahoo Platinum. It again is also concentrating on American content because it's for the American market, from American Idol and the CBS show Survivor. Live sports broadcasts from the National Hockey League, NASCAR again, Major League Soccer, ABC News, CBS, Weather Channel, and so on and so on. Again, the price point on a subscription basis is $10 per month. The extended sports pack is another $2. Rhapsody, the third one, offers unlimited on-demand streaming music service. Rhapsody is owned by Real Networks and was launched also in 2001. It currently offers 20,000 tracks plus editorial content. Very conveniently, you can search by album, by artist, or by the song. Many different radio stations. Again, it's about $10 per month on a subscription basis. You can download songs for 79 cents and burn them to a CD. And there's one service for only $5, you get only the three radio stations. The account is accessible from any internet-connected PC. And then, very, very recently, Apple Steve Jobs came up with this great idea, the Apple Music Store, which is offering downloadable music for $1, virtually 99 cents per download. Very consumer-friendly, currently only for Apple users, but by the end of this year also for normal PC users. It had a tremendous, tremendous success in the United States. Within the first weeks, 2 million downloads for $1 a piece were actually undertaken. You can store these on the so-called iPod, which is a device which you carry around. The iPod has a storage capacity of now 30 gigabytes, which of course for non-technical people like me doesn't say anything. But 30 gigabytes actually represents more than 500 CDs of music, which you can already store on this medium right now. In a couple of years, in 5, 6, 7 years, it's not going to be 30 gigabyte, but 300 or even 3,000 gigabyte. And then something like this becomes an issue for us, because then you can store on mediums like this 500 movies, not 500 songs or 500 CDs, but 500 movies, full-fledged movies. One example, one application from our own company is Star Trek. I hope that many of you actually know Star Trek. It's the mega science fiction brand globally known and part of the United States popular culture. Captain Kirk started in the 60s. It spans now 5 decades. First episodes were aired in September 1966. Over 650 hours of television series were produced, 10 motion pictures, seen in over 100 countries worldwide, over 4 billion cumulative in worldwide retail merchandise sales, and we have also a Star Trek experience in Las Vegas. Many of these characters are probably very well known to all of you. Star Trek On Demand does not exist as of yet. We are working on it, and it will be available very, very soon on the internet. It's a totally new concept that marries internet technologies, for example, video streaming, searchable databases, with a rich video archive of Star Trek, enabling fans to involve themselves with the franchise in a new, appealing way. We will offer this service on a subscription basis again, where Trekkies have to pay a monthly fee in order to have access to the Star Trek on-demand service. We will have search scenes from all Star Trek episodes through extensive meta information attached to individual scenes, making it easy to find favorite sequences, obscure aliens, technology references, etc., etc., whatever the subscriber desires. You will also be able to view Star Trek episodes and movies for a supplemental fee within a specified time via secure internet streaming to the subscriber's PC. You will also be able to save a list of favorite scenes, embed links to them in personal fan pages if you're a subscriber to Star Trek On Demand. For example, you will be able to search for Tranya, which is probably for Trekkies a famous word. You get scenes containing the search term Tranya, and you can look at him, theoretically. Not in this presentation, though. So you can actually, with this metadata from all the Star Trek experience, you can, for example, collect all the scenes where Captain Kirk is kissing an alien or kissing a female star, where Spock says something specifically. It is really, really interesting if you're a Trekkie fan. And even if you're not a Trekkie fan, you might likely become a Trekkie fan afterwards. Favorite clips. List of favorite clips can be saved by individual subscribers. Links to clips can be added to personal home pages. This is a couple of applications which are in the works or which are already in America on the internet. The points I actually wanted to drive down here this afternoon is that content providers such as Paramount and the other studios in Hollywood will not make the content available to distribution systems on the internet if those systems lack the full range of remedies which are available to broadcasters, cablecasters, and webcasters when pursuing infringers. Also, it is very, very important for you to know that these video on demand things, films on the internet, is not something which is, will happen in the very, very distant future. It's happening now. It's happening on a daily basis. It's completely new business models. Thank you very much. I'm still here for another hour for additional questions.